Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Story for this next little segment. Ottawa, as I told you before the break, has started working on consultations. The process has begun for the Red Dress Alert System. It's a system for missing Indigenous women, girls, and two-spirited people. It would, I presume, be quite similar to the Amber Alert System that we already have, and we all know how it works. It's being championed by the Winnipeg Centre NDP MP Leah Gazan, and she joins us now. Thanks so much for being here today. I really do appreciate your time. Thank you.
Yes, thank you so much for having me.
Let's just start. What do you envision, you know, once the and I understand it's sort of a work in progress at this point, but sort of how do you anticipate this system would work? What would it look like? What are you after here?
Well, I think, you know, we're in the initial stages, as you indicated, of the consultation process. That will depend on what comes out of the consultation. Certainly, hoping it functions like an Amber Alert, but there are several considerations that need to be taken place, that need to take place to make sure that it's helpful, not harmful. And we're just beginning that process right now. I've been, the government did approach me to help lead the consultation. This is very unusual. However, I've been working alongside families and advocates. Look forward to hearing more from frontline organizations and PTOs around the country to figure out a way forward to make sure that this is effective.
Okay. Walk me through some of the ways that this could be more harmful than helpful. If we're working from, you know, what we have in place with the Amber Alert system, how would this be different? When you talk about being, you know, more harmful than helpful, what are you concerned about?
Well, for example, like there are some folks that go missing that don't want to be found. Let's say a woman is trying to flee violence.
Okay.
Who doesn't want to be found by her abuser, for example. Somebody who, for whatever reason, it's not safe for them to have contact with a family. How are you going to work around those systems or those situations so that it's helpful? So it's important to be mindful. It's important to be trauma-informed. It is very delicate. Mm-hmm. To make sure that it's helpful, because we know through the National Inquiry into Murdered and Missing Indigenous Women and Girls, calls for justice 9.1 to 9.11, it's very clear that the systems that are currently set up to help Indigenous women, girls, two-spirit and diverse gendered people are not working. And we need to do something different. So in order to move forward in a good way, we need to make sure that it's done properly, that it's well-informed, that the community is involved in that process, including folks with lived experience, so that we can do it in a good way.
Okay, and you sort of touched on this earlier, but it can't just be incorporated into the current systems that we have, the Amber Alert system that we all know and is already in place. It needs to be something freestanding, or could it be cooperative? I mean, in terms of the framework that's already built, I'm just thinking there might be some efficiency there. What are your thoughts around sort of using what we've already established in the country?
Yeah, so certainly those are questions that we're posing to folks that were preliminary meeting. We will explore that as the consultations proceed. Those are all questions that need to be mm-hmm. responded. It is not about me. It is bigger than me. It is, you know, I have pushed it forward in the House of Commons, but remembering that this is really born out of the work of a family and advocates who've been for a long time, requesting a different response, indicating that what has happened has not worked. I am merely heeding those calls for action. So that will have to be directed and guided by the community, folks with lived experience, and of course, PTOs, distinction-based groups from around the country.
So the consultation process, I mean, is it town halls? Is it online? Who's involved? How do you go about gathering the information you're seeking?
Yeah, so again, it's a very preliminary. I think, you know, the first consultations, we were, you know, trying to figure that out. What's the best way to do that, knowing that this needs a clear end date? I mean, you talked about expediency. Yeah. We can't be consulting for, you know, 30 years. Yeah. I mean, we know that every day that this system is not in place, somebody goes missing or disappeared. You know, somebody has been murdered with little or no response. We know the response is inadequate. So there has to be a very clear end date. But again, how to proceed forward, we're just exploring that. We're meeting with other folks, you know, this week, and that will give us more of a sense on the best path forward.
I wanted to ask you, I mean, is there any timeline that has been determined? Like you say, you've been championing this, you've been working on this for a number of years. What would you like to see in terms of how long the consultation goes for and when we might actually see this, you know, come to bear?
Well, I'm hoping, you know, before the next budget or very soon after. Again, this is a crisis. Yeah. It's an emergency. It requires urgency. You know, in May of this year, the House unanimously supported a motion that I put forward recognizing the crisis of murdered, missing Indigenous women, girls, two-spirit, and gender-diverse folks as a nationwide emergency, calling for the immediate implementation of a red dress alert. You know, we're now in December. Certainly the unanimous consent is telling that, you know, all members of Parliament recognize that this requires urgent action. I certainly expect that it is urgent, and I'm certainly not going to stop pressuring the Liberal government to make sure that this is done as quickly as possible.
Leah Gazin, thank you so much for being here today. I do appreciate your time.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.